This is the BBC.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a particularly festive show today. Can I win again on bangers? And we sort out the ultimate Christmas treat for our listener Emily in a very festive Rent-A-Greg.
Christmas on BBC Radio 1.
So it's our turn to help with Rent-A-Greg today, the feature where Greg likes to help listeners with their everyday lives. It's really special this week because it's Christmas, and at the moment, Greg is in a cooking school in London. Hello!
Hello to you from a very nice kitchen.
Is it nice?
Really good. It's got all the things we need to make today's Christmas Rent-A-Greg happen and be really, really good. Let me introduce you to Emily. Hello.
Hello.
And Alex as well.
Hello.
So Alex is Emily's brother. Emily, you got in touch with me a few weeks ago to ask for our help on Rent-A-Greg. Tell us the story and the reason why you bothered.
Basically, our mum hasn't been very well for the majority of the year. And she always cooks Christmas dinner. She always spends time in the kitchen and does all that for us. So this year, she kind of passed the reins on to me because she's not well enough to do it. So I'm a bit clueless. So I needed some help.
I love Emily, though. The first person you thought of was like, oh, I'll get Greg James, who famously cannot cook a thing.
Yeah, but Greg's into, you know, all the cooking shows, and I think dressed up as Prue for Halloween. So,
true.
That's a good enough basis for me.
Yeah, that's it. You know, like with a lot of things in life, it's all about confidence. And I'm into cooking. I really like food. I like to try. I like to learn new skills. So I feel like we're in a good place. There are some talented people around here that can probably help us. So, Emily, you'll be doing Christmas dinner for how many people this year?
9 this year.
9?
Okay, that's quite a lot. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got all of our aunties, uncles, cousins, grandfathers, my partner. And yeah, so
okay.
9.
Brother Alex, what is Emily's cooking like?
She's all right. I mean,
what's the big dish? What's her main thing?
She's pretty good at like pies, corned beef pie. Yeah, she's quite good. Yeah. So
it's not going to cut it at Christmas,
pie.
Though, is it?
Yeah, no.
So the idea of this really, Emily, is to kind of, you know, give your mum a lovely Christmas, and you know, she normally does the Christmas dinner. She wants to be 100% sure that there's nothing to worry about, that it's all taken care of, and that's down to you.
Yes, yeah, it is. I mean, she's not the most relaxed person when it comes to cooking either. She does like things in a particular way. She likes a gravy done in a particular way. So it was a big deal for her to even think about letting me have the reins.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I can kind of make her proud.
Yeah, exactly. And there's quite a lot of expectation on Christmas dinner, isn't there, for some reason?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to do, though, is we're going to not overcomplicate it. We're going to make it really great. The Brussels sprouts have already arrived. So it's going to be a classic Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
But it will be really good. I can promise you.
So the idea of your time at the cooking school today in London with your brother Alex is that you go away happy that you will be able to do a Christmas dinner for 9 people on Christmas Day.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Well, listen, I think you're in the best possible hands where you are in the cooking school. So good luck. I hope you cook an amazing Christmas dinner, and hopefully you can go back to Cardiff with everything you need for Christmas Day.
Yep, that'd be great.
And we will check in with you throughout the day on our show and through Greg's show. So thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
let's get cooking. Are you ready?
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Christmas on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so here is where we step in, me and Chris, on the show with our cooking connections. Right, Greg is at the cooking school. Emily and Alex can't hear me, right, at the moment?
They cannot hear you.
Okay, so we've got an extra special surprise for Emily today. We are going to have her learn the most amazing Christmas dinner at this cooking school in London, but we've got an extra special person to help, and that is TV chef Tom Kerridge. All right,
yes.
Chief?
All right there, Scott. How are you?
So, I have Chris Stark waiting outside the cooking school right now with actual Tom Kerridge, and he is going to cook the most amazing Christmas dinner, and he's going to show Emily what to do. Not only that, he is going to give Emily absolutely everything she needs, ingredients, all sorts, to go away back to Cardiff and cook the most incredible Christmas dinner for her mum and the family of 9.
Thank you so much for sorting that out.
I mean, this is going to be
because
great.
Because I've got to try and keep my voice down a little bit because they're sort of behind the glass.
Right.
But
This is they're so excited anyway.
Right, exactly.
That they're doing this, and it's so kind of them just to just be like, oh yeah, we don't mind that you're cooking with us, Greg, even though you're absolutely
useless
at cooking.
You don't know what you're doing. You can do beans on toast.
We're just having a nice day out. Imagine their surprise when they see an actual proper celebrity chef.
So I'm
coming through the doors.
I'm going to come back to you quite soon, and we will do the big reveal with Chris and with Tom Kerridge. I'm so excited for it. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit.
And thanks for sorting it out. Speak to you in a bit. Scott Mills.
Yeah. It's Christmas, and this week, Greg James is doing some very special Rent-A-Gregs with a festive flavour and with some help from the other Radio 1 DJs. So it's our turn today. We've sorted this one out. At the moment, Greg is with Emily from Cardiff. Her mum cooks Christmas dinner every single year, but she's not been well at all this year. So Emily has kind of stepped up and said, I'll do it, and is now in charge of cooking on Christmas Day. Trouble is, Emily has never cooked before. Not anything like this, anyway. So emailed Greg to ask for his help. But obviously, Greg can't really cook either. So obviously, we want to make Christmas amazing for Emily and her mum and the rest of her family. So me and Chris today have stepped in to help because of our cooking connections. Emily and her brother Alex are in a cooking school right now in London with Greg. They can't hear me at the moment. Emily thinks she's going to be learning how to do a Christmas dinner for 9 people with some chefs from the cooking school. What she doesn't know is that we have a plan to make it even better. Outside the cooking school right now is Chris Stark. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
So what's the plan?
Okay, this is really exciting. So I'm stood outside the cookery school right now with the mighty Tom Kerridge, off of TV, off of Chef, off of friend of the show. Tom, hello.
Hello, how are we?
Really good. Okay, it's freezing cold where we're stood because we're sort of hiding around the corner. The plan is, Tom Kerridge, well, you let us know what the plan is today. Why are you here?
We are going to be teaching cooking Christmas lunch. Very, very simple. Start to finish, roast potatoes, turkey, pigs in blankets, carrots, the full works, even Yorkshire puddings.
It just sounds so much more reassuring when you say it in your Kerridge accent, you know? Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah, Yorkshire puddings in a Gloucester accent.
And they're going to be proper Yorkshires, right?
They're going to be proper Yorkshires, and they're going to grow, they're going to be massive, they're going to be crispy and soft, all of the same thing, with turkey gravy to pour inside them.
Scott, he's really meaning business at the moment.
I know,
well.
I love it.
Chef Whites are on. He's
are
in
they?
Full Tom Kerridge
yes.
mode. He's smiling. He's ready to go. So what we're going to do is, on your command, Scott, we're going to go into the cookery school. Emily isn't expecting us at all. Obviously, she's a massive fan of Tom Kerridge. Who isn't? And we're going to walk in, surprise her with the news that she isn't just cooking today with the cookery school. She's going to get the help of Michelin-starred chef Tom Kerridge.
Oh, this is so good. All right, Chris, Tom, wait there. We will surprise Emily very soon on Radio 1. Scott Mills. So our listener Emily from Cardiff emailed Greg James for some help, some festive help on Rent-A-Greg. Now, Emily's mum always cooks Christmas dinner for the family, but she's really not been well this past year at all and isn't up to it. So Emily is taking over. Trouble is, Emily can't cook at all. So email Greg for some Rent-A-Greg help. So we have got Emily a day at a cooking school in London where she will learn how to make a Christmas dinner from scratch. What she doesn't know is right now, Chris and Tom Kerridge, TV chef, are outside the cooking school ready to surprise her, and she's going to learn how to make a Michelin-starred Christmas dinner with Tom. All right, Chris, Tom, I think it's time to surprise Emily then.
All right, Tom, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready.
We're ready for this, Scott. You ready?
Cold.
Here we go. We are cold.
Good luck, everyone.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. Scott, we've got the signal. We're going in. You ready, Tom?
Good luck.
Like SAS. Let's get in there.
Here we go.
Right, while they make their way into the building, let's cross over to Greg, who is with Emily. Now, Emily can't hear me, and she thinks she's just doing a little update on the radio. She's not got headphones on, so she's got no idea what's about to happen. Greg, you're in the kitchen. You probably don't know where to start, do you?
I'm panicking. No, I mean, I can bring Christmas goodwill. I can, like, be fun and stuff, but I don't really know what I'm doing. So I think we could really do with some more help, don't you think, Emily?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I wish there was someone who could help us.
Well, I can sort that out for you, Greg James. Chris, get in there.
Here we go. And we're just going into the kitchen bit here, Scott.
Okay.
Here we go.
Look,
and Greg
Stark.
Is here. Hello.
Hello.
It's Chris Stark, and it's wonderful celebrity chef Tom Kerridge.
Hello there. How are we, everybody?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, mate. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. This is Emily. This is Alex.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You all right? Hello, Alex. You okay?
Yeah.
Good.
And
you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't just going to be me doing the cooking, obviously, because I am terrible, and we needed to give you a proper treat for Rent a Greg. We wanted to give you a proper Christmas dinner. We didn't want to just be me and just trying to faff around with Brussels sprouts. We wanted to bring an actual professional in, so we have actual Tom Kerridge to do it, and it was all sorted out by Scott Mills and Chris Stark. So this is your Rent a Greg treat, Emily.
Oh, thanks.
So it's going to be a proper Christmas dinner that you're going to be cooking today with the help of this man.
Start to finish, mate. We're going to be doing everything. We're going to be roasting turkey. Apparently you like Yorkshire puddings with turkey.
Yes.
We're going to be doing the best Yorkshire puddings, obviously. We're going to be doing carrot sprouts. Are you a fan of sprouts?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And turkey gravy and crispy roast potatoes.
Oh, beautiful.
So start to finish.
And Tom's also sorted out another treat for you, haven't you?
We have, yeah. So pots, pans, all the recipes, everything, and everything that you're going to do today, you're going to be taking home with you so you can replicate. So all the ingredients you just take home for Christmas Day. So you better be watching, actually, because everything you've got to remember how to do it on Christmas Day. So everything you're going to do now, you're going to take home with you so you're ready for Christmas Day.
How about that?
That's amazing.
No, it's a pleasure, mate.
He's basically restocked your entire kitchen.
Well, I asked my mother to buy me some pots and pans for Christmas, so that's just amazing.
So can I just get this right? So Tom is providing all the ingredients, some instructions on how to do it in case you forget, and also all the pots and pans.
Exactly that. So Emily and Alex can take it home. So Christmas Day, they've got everything that they need to be able to cook the perfect Christmas lunch.
That's great.
That is so
This is amazing. Scott and Chris, thank you so much for doing a proper Christmassy Rent to Greg and Friends.
This is the best. I'm so happy for you guys here as well. It's going to be a great day.
It is going to be an amazing day.
Stark, are you going to stick around and do some cooking?
Do a little bit of cooking. I mean, I have got to get back to the radio, but...
Oh, don't worry about that. Come on.
I'm fine here. That is so lovely. I'm so glad that we could be of help today, Greg. All right, we'll catch up with you very soon. Good luck.
Let's get cooking.
Let's go. Let's crack on.
Yes, chef. Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Scott.
Did you love that Rent a Greg?
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. I was in tears.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
It's so nice. A few people have been like, moist eyes. Lorna says, that's proper made me cry. What a lovely Christmas gift. I know. Go on.
It was a part where, you know, you give her everything. If you're doing that on your own, I don't even know where to start.
I would have no idea, and it's for nine people.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that Tom is sorting out everything, like ingredients, the instructions, in case she forgets. Yeah. He's even putting in the pots and pans to send back to Cardiff, so it's like completely sorted Christmas for Emily and her family.
Oh, that was a heart melter.
I loved it. Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
James, the private investigator that we have on the show on Fridays... hides in a bush for a living. He's been on saying, loving the show today, guys, making me feel all warm and very Christmassy while on my way to Spy HQ. He's a late starter for work.
Yeah. Well, I suppose he might be on nights, mightn't he, spying on some people throughout the night?
Yeah, it's not a 9-to-5 job, that, is it?
No, not really.
Okay, Pink coming up, and also Camel Fat Cola, and I'm going to play Plan B and Heartbeat.
It's so good over there with Emily and her brother, and at the cooking school where they're at with Tom Kerridge and Greg right now. They're having such a good time, and when we did that surprise for Emily, she was really emotional about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a sweet thing, and I'm just glad we could help, really, with our friend Tom Kerridge, friend of the show.
What a great friend of the show to have. He's been awesome as well, Scott. He's sorted everything for them, all the different portion sizes, and like, he's got everything laid out for them.
To make it really, like... kind of a lot easier.
Yeah. And the stuff they're cooking today is amazing. Yeah. It's like, it's a well-good Christmas dinner.
The thing is, you are a frustrated TV chef, so
totally.
It must have been quite hard for you to leave that place.
Truth be told, I didn't really want to leave.
I would have been fine. I know that you'd be on your element.
Can I go?
There. No, now you're here. We'll get Greg and Emily in a bit later, I think, as well, after they've been cooking.
Scott Mills.
This is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
So it's Christmas Rent a Greg this week, and it's really, really nice. We've helped out on this one today by getting TV chef and total legend Tom Kerridge to help out one of our listeners, Emily, from Cardiff. Now, it's Emily's job, instead of her mum, because she's not well, to cook Christmas dinner for the family this year. There's nine of them. And Tom stepped in and is showing Emily how to cook an absolutely banging Christmas meal. And he's providing all the ingredients and even all the utensils and the pots and pans to send back to Cardiff with Emily.
Yeah, he's given her loads of books and, yeah, all the equipment that she needs. Mainly it's the knowledge that I'm finding fascinating. When I left, they were doing carrots, and he was doing the carrots by putting them in water and then a whole thing of butter, like a whole massive square of butter. It looked mad when I left, but I'm sure it's going to taste amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do that with Tom. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Greg James and Tom and Emily are at the cooking school in London where it's all happening. Hi, guys. You all right?
All good.
How's it going? Emily, are you there?
Yes,
yeah, we've just eaten and we are feeling so fat.
Do you feel it's Christmas Day?
Oh my God! When is the Queen's speech on? When is an old Vicar of Dibley on? I'm ready for this. This is Emily. Have you had a nice afternoon?
Oh, it's been amazing. I just can't believe it's really happening.
Oh, it has been the best. I've had the best day. Emily's been so good. I've even offered her a job.
Yeah. What? Have you? Amazing. It's been really brilliant. And Emily and her brother Alex were really getting involved with all the cooking and everything. And it tasted incredible.
What
have you learned today, Emily, about what you're going to do over Christmas?
I've learned how to cook Brussels sprouts, which was the major bugbear that I had when I was first starting to think about Christmas dinner. And now I am totally relaxed with everything. It's going to be amazing.
Do you feel a lot more confident now, Emily?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Tom's such a good teacher. So I've really enjoyed it. Alex has really enjoyed himself too. And,
this is so
you know,
good.
It's just been an amazing day out.
How good is it that he's providing everything you need as well?
I can't even start to explain just how incredible that is and how incredible everybody's been, the whole team. They're just fantastic.
I'm really glad we could help you out.
Yeah, and Emily, it was amazing when you got that surprise. When I walked in with Tom Kerridge a little earlier on, bless you, you started sort of welling up a little bit. And,
I was crying.
Describe that. Yeah,
that's fairly standard, I got to be honest, Chris.
whenever Tom walks into the room. All right, Emily, I know you're going to come and see us soon at Radio 1, so do that in a minute. But first of all, you're choosing bangers today. This is what I've got for you.
Right.
Mystique. Scandalous.
I'm trying to imagine Tom Kerridge's face to this one.
He's smiling.
Yeah.
His head is nodding.
All right, you can have that banger choice, or my banger choice today is this.
Oh, this is tough, this.
It's the All American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret.
Now, there's no help from the room here. Tom, can you stop telling Emily which one to pick, please?
Stop.
I know how much you like Alicia Dixon and Mystique. I know. I know that you were singing that when you were cooking.
That's up.
We don't want to do that, but just... That's up.
Okay.
Oh, that's such a hard choice. I didn't think it was going to be that hard.
Sorry, Emily.
But you listen to bangers every day, right?
Yes, yeah, okay. Obviously. Everybody always says the same thing. Oh, it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Well,
but
now
really
it is. Yeah. Okay, so what are you going to
really
go for?
It really is. I'm going to go for Mystique.
Yes! Come and see you soon. A lot of people did want to hear All American Rejects, I've got to say. Some people saying that was a scandalous robbery. so scandalous. I enjoyed hearing that. I wanted to hear All American Rejects on the way to my next client today. Doesn't say who you are.
It'll have to be another time then.
Dean says he's delivering parcels in Banbury. Just call the police, Mills. They're coming for you. Blatant robbery. Banger. That's from Maria in Chichester. Luke's not happy, just wanted to hear All American Rejects. I'm doing so well on bangers this week.
Yeah, well, Mystique will be very happy as well, of course.
What, because of the checks?
Get that little play.
Ho! Okay, Hoovent calendar is coming up. Today is day 20. It's just like a normal advent calendar, but behind each door is something that we may have forgotten about, and therefore gets a massive ho! Yesterday, it was this reality legend.
Nikki comes to the diary room.
Hello, Nikki.
I'm feeling very venomous and angry. Why are you punishing me and not telling me who else is up? It's not fair. I can't live here. I'm sick and tired of battling with them over the aircon. I'm sick and tired. I don't have the energy in me anymore to keep coming and asking for the heating on. I am so cold. I'm so cold. How many times do I have to tell you I'm freezing? Who is she? Where did you find her?
You don't get reality TV contestants like that anymore.
Scott Mills.
And now it's time for day 20 of the WhoVent calendar. What retro thing or person or TV show could be hiding behind door number 20?
20?
20, I know. Five more sleeps, here we go.
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Time to go behind door number 20.
Theme.
Scott Mills.
He's driving home.
Hello, Tim, who says, I like the sound of Chris Rea's Christmas. Soon there'll be a three-way. Freeway, that is.
That bangs, that song. It's a big one, isn't it?
Top to toe and tailbacks, that's one.
Also, mad if you're actually driving home for Christmas, as always.
I know, it blows people's mind. It's like, guess what? I'm actually driving home for Christmas.
Real moment. Like Dan from Colchester there. Perfect timing,
amazing
Scott.
Timing.
And
what are the chances?
Mad if you look to the person next to you and it's just the same.
Yeah, it's just the same.
And they sort of nod back.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a Chris Rea nod, isn't there? Like, yeah, you're in the same
boat
as
me. In the song as well.
Yeah. Amazing Who gave me actual goosebumps, says Kyle in Sheffield. Also, we've got Ollie in Reading saying, pressing my golden buzzer for 2017 for that WhoVent calendar today. Tom in Brighton actually got shivers, spent his childhood was watching the Rugrats. It was good to hear that theme again.
It's mad, it gets you thinking of other themes as well.
Yeah.
I mean, because that was a real moment. I don't know who chooses the WhoVent stuff, but either way, like, it would be amazing to hear the Hey Arthur theme. Seriously, massive tune.
Massive who, but massive tune. We'll try and get that on, maybe. We've only got five left.
Yeah.
Someone says that if I was a rugrat, I'd be Angelica. I'm not having that.
She Remind
the,
me?
She was the bratty one.
Scott Mills.
We have done a lovely, very special, festive Rent-A-Greg today. Greg is here. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
And so are Emily and her brother Alex from Cardiff. Now, the idea was that we wanted Emily to be able to cook an incredible Christmas dinner. Her mum normally does it, but she's not been very well. So Emily has stepped up this year. But then you wrote to Greg, didn't you? And you were like, help me, I cannot cook.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can hold my own, I think, in the kitchen. Or I could. I'm a lot better now than I was.
Yeah, but it's nine people and it's stress because it's Christmas and you've got to get it right.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I think the main thing we've learned today is that a lot of it can be done beforehand.
Yes.
Which is so much easier than trying to stress about it on Christmas morning.
So this morning we got Emily and Alex to go to a cooking school. What you didn't know was that Michelin-starred TV chef Tom Kerridge was outside waiting to surprise you.
Yeah.
And you got a little bit emotional when that happened, didn't you?
Well, to be honest, I started to feel a little weak. I felt like I needed to sit down, but it was just incredible. I can't believe that all of this has like come together and the whole team have just been so fantastic at putting it all together.
Yeah. And so my question is, how are you going to get all that back to Cardiff? Because he's literally given you absolutely everything.
I've got no idea.
This is the thing, you know, he was so genuinely brilliant, and everything we've talked about on the radio today has not even scratched the surface of how great Tom was today with both of them. And he just He talked you through all the bits, didn't he? He was like, this is what you do here. It's how you do your Brussels sprouts.
So good.
Make sure you put your spuds in. Also, he was being ably assisted by a brilliant guy called Chris, who's one of his pals as well. And he just taught you a load of stuff, but also just said, and look, here's all the recipes, printing them all out on really nice paper, and was like, here's your personalised recipes. And
he really cared,
didn't he? He's got like a hamper of all the pots and pans and stuff, and he's got a whole cool box full of all the ingredients and a big turkey and stuff, so like it's all covered.
What, he's even got the turkey for
you? Yeah, everything.
Yeah, it's all in there.
Covered.
All the stuff for a Christmas lunch is all in this massive cool box.
Oh, Scott, me and Greg were mucking around at one point, and he's just with Emily and Alex, just over there just doing their, you know, teaching them how to do sprouts and carrots and things. He was so committed to this today. But it's great that you guys have learnt something, but also, is it fair to say you've enjoyed the day so far?
Oh my gosh, it's been the most incredible experience.
Like, oh my god, your friends and family will be listening to this going, all right then, step up.
I was going to ask both of you, have you spoken to your mum yet? We've got it covered. Not yet, no.
Your mum is going to be like, she'll go, right, okay then, this is the first time you're doing Christmas then, Emily, it's time for you to, you've got to deliver on this now.
I think she's really excited. She's just as excited as us.
This Rent-A-Greg is awesome for all of us, because what's great about it is you two can now go and be professional chefs, open up a restaurant, and you can invite us along on
next
time,
Master
Chef. Always.
My partner's dream to own a big pub. And we always said, like, my mother-in-law's a good cook too, so we've always kind of thought, oh, maybe that's something we could do and run a restaurant from it.
Now you're like, I can do that.
Now I think we could do that.
Yeah, I think you could. And I speak for all three of us when I say we will turn up for free with a massive pair of scissors and open that pub.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't expect anything less.
So I think it's fair to say that you've had the best day.
Oh, it's been amazing.
Right. Thank you so much for coming in and being part of it. And good job on the Rent-A-Greg.
And thank you, Scott and Chris, for sorting out Tom Kerridge. And a huge thank you to Tom Kerridge and his team as well for sorting all that out. And Merry Christmas, Emily. Merry Christmas, Alex. Yeah. And thank you so
Merry
much
Christmas.
For emailing.
Merry Christmas.
And we hope that you and your mum and the rest of the family have an amazing time.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, guys. Honestly, I can't thank you all enough.
Have a great Christmas. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
One!
We've ticked off most of the Christmas traditions on this show this year. We've called Dial a Carol. We've played Wrap Myself in Paper. We haven't played Feliz Navidad yet, though. We'll do that on Friday. And the other thing we haven't done yet is our Christmas present game, where we call each other's mums and tell them to open a present, which we say is from their son and is under the tree. Thing is, I've sent the present to your mum and you've sent the present to my mum.
Yes.
Neither of us know what the present is, and then we get the mum to open the present, which we say is from us, but it's not. And it's normally something horrid and embarrassing. And
you made it seem like I'd got my mum a doormat.
Generally a bit rude, yeah.
With the words, I like it dirty on.
Yeah, that was a good one, actually, that year. I was really pleased with myself on that. Good news is, everyone, the presents have been sent to our respective mums' houses. They're underneath the tree. And tomorrow we will be playing the Christmas present game again. This seems to be one of the most popular things we do. Just because it's so horrible hearing your mum reading out the description of the present, whatever you've got her or whatever I've got her, saying that it's actually from us. That'll be tomorrow on the show, we're doing that.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.